Okay, so this is Nerd Talk. Right, we're going to be talking about three specific sessions. This is the first episode of Nerd Talk. I have my friend, Jake Winder, here. How are you doing today?
Hello, I'm fine.
Good, good, good. So, it's been about 2 weeks since we watched Infinity War, isn't it?
This will be the second week.
Last week was the first. Alright, okay. It's going to be the second week. We watched it on the day. Like, he just finished college. I was waiting at the View Cinema in Bury, and he was taking hours, literally. I'm not even joking. I was waiting so fucking long for him.
Of course he's going to be done.
Yeah, true, but, you know, I was literally sat there just watching the trailers again and again and again. It was on a big screen. But still, could never get bored of watching the Venom trailer in the cinema. The Venom trailer looked absolutely sick. But, yeah, we're going to be talking about three specific things. We're going to be talking about Avengers, like some of the questions that need to be answered, or the questions that we have. The second one is going to be about Luke Cage, the trailer that just came out like yesterday, which is also coming out in June or July.
June 22nd.
June 22nd. Okay, thank you, Jake, for being the date holder.
I got this down.
And then also we're going to be asking a question, which is also basically an Avengers question as well, which is, how the hell can Captain America run faster than Black Panther? But I've got a theory on this. I think Jake has as well. But I think my theory's kind of good. But me and Jake talked about this once, but I don't think he agrees on it that well. But if you have a thought on this, you can comment down below or something like that. It's up to you. It's really up to you.
When it comes to theories, anyone's right until proven wrong.
Right. So, should we get on with it and start talking about Avengers?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So, Avengers brings you out straight away with them on the ship from Thor Ragnarok. And it was already a dark sight. You're just seeing, what is it, Mothma? Is it Mothma?
Mothma?
The guy with the magic. Yeah, because, you know, the guy who does all the magic.
Carter's Clave.
Carter's Clave. We might be wrong on that, but you just see him walking around saying stuff. You will be fine. Your dread is nearly done.
No, it's
something like that.
This is a mercy. You are dying at the hands of the children of Thanos.
But, you know, honestly, I'm surprised none of the Dark Order chain turned on. Sorry about that. We had a bit of a cut-off, so we have no idea where we're talking from. But we're going to, like...
You're surprised that the children of Thanos didn't betray him.
Yeah, because I bet you one of them must have had the thought of, oh, wait, maybe he's wrong here.
Oh, no, he... I can see that, but he's not entirely... murdering half of the, universe is wrong.
But...
He's right about when it comes to the resources planets have are finite. Everything we have is finite, everything can run out, so it needs to be... No one's doing anything to look after it.
Yeah.
So, he's right.
Like, the one thing that I am worried about is our... what we live in right now, what if that turns on us? Like, something happens. Let's say the UK split in half, like in the future, let's just say, right, guys, we are running out of, things to, like, you know, and basically what we have to do is split the world in half.
Share.
Yeah. Honestly, I think that, I know this sounds wrong, but we're from the north, and in the UK, the north isn't as appreciated as in the south, which is true fact. So obviously, we're going to get killed straight away in that factor, and London and everyone from the south is going to be left, you know, all, you know, fine and dandy. Yeah. But that's just pure truth. But... you know, that scene when you just see Loki being, like you know, oh, being strangled. Nice. Honestly, Loki, like, I loved him as a villain, and then he turned into a good guy.
Like an anti-hero.
Yeah. And then when he got killed, honestly, I was like, fucking hell, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was lots
of yeah.
Like, it was, the film didn't even ease you into it, did it? It's like, you see Thanos, and you see, like, half of the Asgardian people dead. And then you see Heimdall on his back, and you see him being surrounded by the Wark Order. And yeah. You just think instantly, this isn't good.
Yeah.
This is going to
work shit quicker. And also, it's showing that we are going dark with this.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't going to be like everything else. Like, yeah, there was a couple of jokes, but we are going dark with this. And it even shows at the end, which we're going to talk about later. But, was it after that, Hulk had a fight?
Oh, with, he, oh.
Yeah.
That was...
He got John Cena'd in that bitch. Literally, he got John Cena'd from Thanos. But I just love that scene when you're like, yeah, go on, Hulk, go.
And you realise Thanos is letting him do it.
Yeah. And then he's like, let him have his fun. And you're like, oh, no.
He just goes, he just takes his hands off him and he doesn't even struggle. He just goes like this, goes. And Hulk's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. But also, one thing that we notice from it is that Hulk is a big baby as well.
Yeah.
He's a big baby.
He's a bitch.
Yeah. Like, he's going, no! Like, in some of the scenes.
He got shown up and he's like... Oh. He's been beat before by Thor in the Avengers 1.
Yeah, but...
And again, in Ragnarok, well, he... I don't know, that was a bit of a weird...
But I think it's also because... One minute. Oh, I need to have my food, guys. I think also it's because, what's it, how long has Hulk, because Hulk was being Hulk
in... It was for 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
Age of Ultron.
So basically, he obviously shown a bit of realism and more human-like. So basically, you know...
He wasn't letting Bruce be Hulk.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it just proves that they are two different people.
Yeah, but, in the same person. So it's like two sides of the same coin.
Yeah. It's like in... have you ever watched the Lego movie?
No.
Alright, okay. Never mind. In the Lego movie... Right, basically in the Lego movie, Liam Neeson is basically a police officer who has two faces. He has a happy face and a sad an angry face.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of like that. But obviously, the angry face has a bit more control until his the happy face gets rubbed off the back of his head, which is very, very depressing. So it's kind of like that. Sorry about that. Jesus Christ. I'm having food. Literally, I'm having my dinner while doing this. But that's pretty much Hulk's, like, mind, pretty much, of Bruce Banner. Is there any scene that you want to talk about from Avengers that, you know?
There are so many scenes I do want to talk about, but they're just because it was a good scene, but not something like...
Well, remember, a podcast can last long as well, so, you know, you can last long. Just don't be like Cleveland from Family Guy, alright?
Right, there are a few things I want to talk about in order about Thanos, how the way they could have defeated him like that, right? One of them is Wanda, you know, the woman who is in love with Vision.
Yeah.
Right, she said in Age of Ultron, she can put a force field inside someone and expand it until they explode. Why didn't she do that to Thanos?
I don't know.
Also, the way she can just pick things up and throw them, when she was destroying the Mind Stone, why didn't she just pick Thanos up and throw him?
And also, Vision. No, not Vision. Doctor Strange. Let's talk about... Doctor Strange could have done something as well.
And started to wrap him up when he could have done that when they was all holding on to him.
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the scene, you know, where he portals one of the Black Order into the cold or something.
Yeah.
And then, like, cuts his arm off. They could have done this.
Oh, yeah, the exact same
scenario, pretty much. They could have been able to do that. Like with Thanos, but obviously, you know, it's a movie, they don't really think that much, and you know.
Or like when they're on the ship and he's like, we're in a flying donut, can you get us home, Stark?
Yeah.
Why don't you just go like that?
Turn around and go back, but.
No, as in, like, you, where you can teleport things randomly when you want to.
Yeah. But I think, was it... I think the portal thing that Doctor Strange can do, like, can only go to a, like, a restricted size. So basically only humans can go, yeah. But if it goes big enough, I think that'll probably kill. And that could, honestly, because that'll take a lot of power to make it, portal circle go big enough. That'll probably kill Doctor Strange because, you know, it consumes so much power. But you never know. It depends.
Don't know if you don't try.
Yeah. But is there anything else that you want to talk about? And I'll try and riff off that if you want. It's up to you.
I find it a bit stupid that Iron Man thinks he can just stab Thanos and it'll all be fine. And it just gets turned on him. Like you think he's winning because he's like kicking him in the face with like ultra heavy boot and he's on the floor and it makes him bleed and he's like, oh yeah, I'll just make a blade and then, oh yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Like when as soon as he got that blade out, I'm thinking, no, please don't, you're gonna die.
Yeah, I know. What's it? Thanos has got what's skin? What type? It's very, very strong skin.
He's a titan. His dad was his father was a celestial and he's pretty much an immortal.
So was Stal. Oh, wait, Stal was not a celestial person.
He's a demigod. He's half god. Yeah.
But he's not a celestial anymore, Star-Lord, is he?
Yeah, his dad's.
Yeah, he's dead now. His dad's dead. R.I.P. But he's a prick, anyways.
But he killed his mother.
Yeah. Right, so we're going to talk about something else now from the Avengers movie. What's it you want to talk about? Because
that would be a burn.
All right, go on.
Okay, yeah. So he goes to Formia to get the Soul Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Red Skull's there as the protector of it, and then he comes back to Titan, and then Doctor Strange is like, "You like a Thanos." And then they finally end up getting him pinned down.
Yeah.
To get the gauntlet off. Spider-Man and Iron Man are getting it off. And then Star-Lord bounces up and goes, yeah, this is my plan. Bish, bash, bosh. Where's Gamora?
Yeah, I know. That's actually... Yeah, they should have locked him. They should have locked him away somewhere.
Yeah, no, they should have just waited until the gauntlet was off and then have at it.
Yeah. And teleported it somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm. And then basically, you know, and then we're like, then they can do that scene, boom, you know.
Yeah.
And then basically taking him somewhere else. But, you know, yeah, Star-Lord was actually being a bit of a bitch, you know. Because I saw a meme the other day, what's it saying, Star-Lord was very, very helpful. And I was like, fuck off. No, he wasn't. He was very, very selfish, you know. He thought, you know what, we're doing good at the moment, you know what I'm going to do? Just going to talk about Gamora, and then basically get annoyed, and then and just had to wake him up. Like Spider-Man was probably the most helpful like Avenger out of all of them.
Considering he was the youngest.
Yeah, like you know, he actually did a lot of kick-ass shit, like in that movie. Basically, you know, he was on a school trip.
Yeah, and then he was just like.
And then he was like, you know what? Nah. I'm not going on a school trip doing my education. I'm going to save the world. And honestly, well done to Spider-Man. But
what's his deal? He's trying to steal a necklace from a wizard.
Yeah. But Star-Lord was honestly like a prick through that movie. It's like when they met Thor. What did he do? He tried to do his voice.
Yeah, I know.
Honestly, I get why they did it, because, you know, comedic value, but it also really pissed me off at the same time. Why did he do that, you know?
Because if Gamora was getting a bit wet for him.
Yeah.
Like...
Stop tensing his muscles, you know.
And, Do you know why he says to, the Guardians when before he leaves with Rocket Raccoon, he goes, no, you can't handle these weapons because your mind would simply crumble.
Mm.
Because with Stormbreaker, that like all the weapons like that, you have to actually be like a god to handle them because they're so strong. Like, you know the Reality Stone?
Yeah.
No, not the Reality Stone, the Power Stone.
Yeah.
How Star-Lord can hold it for a little bit before, you know, dying, and then anyone else who tries to hold it dies instantly.
Mm.
That's because he's, like, half god, or he was at the time, but now he's not. That's, like, because Thor is the god of thunder now, he's mastered the power of lightning. And now he can hold weapons, like, strong like that, but other people can't.
But what about... Yeah, but you say that, but how the hell can Groot pick the fucking bastard up?
Because he's... I don't know, maybe he's worthy.
Yeah, because literally, I was like, wait, what? You know, but honestly, I like that feature of putting Groot's arm, like, bit of Groot on there, but...
Does that mean he can just pick it up whenever he wants, though, because it's his arm?
Well, not anymore, anyways, he's, you know, but he can't anymore, can he? He's dust.
Oh, well, shit.
You know what would have been actually more depressing, right? If the, like, you know Groot's arm from the, on the Stormbreaker?
Yeah, why didn't it break? Because it is Groot.
Yeah, that would have actually made more sense, and then, you know, then they'd obviously have to try and pick it up, Stark or something, to try and fix it. But, you know, oh well. The other question, That was actually one question I was asking myself after I watched it the second time. If Groot died, like, why didn't the...
Your handle broke.
Yeah.
Well, maybe because it was a severed part of him. It's like if you cut a lizard's tail off and it grows back and you burn the lizard, the old tail doesn't get burnt, does it?
Oh, yeah. That's very, very true. That's very, very true. It's also... I've got another question from that movie. How in the hell is Red Skull, like, floating in the air?
Well, because he wanted to he was like Thanos, he once sought out all the Infinity Stones, he wanted to get them all, and his punishment for getting it was to...
No, but he didn't really know about the other Infinity Stones.
No, he did... We must have done some type of research, because he said in the film, my punishment for sorting them all out is to have something I can't have. Is to give other people what I can't have.
Mm.
A soul for a soul.
Yeah, it's just still, like, a space... What's it? The Space Stone, is it? The Space Stone?
The Space Stone is a Tesseract.
Yeah. I'm going to call it the Teleportation Stone, because, you know, it teleports people. But, honestly, I was just like... Right, so it teleported him to that place.
Vormir.
Yeah. And I was like, it had to take its legs, take his legs off, didn't it? Like, you know. Because, was it, he was holding, in Captain America, the first Avenger.
Yeah.
He was holding the cube, then he gets presumably died, but then obviously he's been teleported to...
Vormir.
Yep, good boy. We need to have a bit of a talk with this, you know, to make it flow a bit more.
Yeah.
But then, obviously, the Space Stone has obviously tried to pick something out and go, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make you more ghostly, make you have a cape, and also not have fucking legs.
Well, no, you don't see his legs, do you?
No.
You don't see, like, a body.
It's like mist or something like that.
Also, you know the guy who played, like, Red Skull, like the actual actor.
Yes.
That wasn't him.
I knew it wasn't him. He did the voice, though, didn't he?
No, it wasn't his voice. He was the actual Red Skull. It was someone else's voice, though.
He must have been busy, that actor, though. Like, he must have been mostly busy at that time.
Oh, that's the thing I want to talk about. Speaking of actors being busy, that's why Valkyrie wasn't in it, because she was doing... Oh, fuck, what film was it now? She was filming another film, and she couldn't be in,
Which one's Valkyrie? Which one's Valkyrie again?
The black-haired woman who he meets in Ragnarok, who helps him.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, because she's doing Creed.
Oh, yeah, that's it, Creed 2.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no. Creed 2's just started filming about a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Like, they just like, when Black Panther, came out, they just started filming for it. And, you know... We'll talk, if we do an episode 2, if Jake wants to do it, we'll talk about Creed, because that's actually one thing I want to ask. But obviously that's not a nerdy thing, it's mostly like a sporty type film, but you know, I'll talk about it later. But, yeah, what's it, she wasn't in it, But the question is, like, what happened to her? Does she get taken?
Oh, no, basically, right.
I think she must have gone out.
Right, so the basically, right, so you know Thor's sister, yeah, and Odin and Freya, mm, which is Thor's mum. Their powers come from, like, Asgard, of course. But, like, Odin said, Asgard isn't a place, it never was, it's the people. As long as the people live, Asgard lives, wherever they go.
Mm.
Thor's power comes from Asgard. He's the god of thunder, and of course he is from Asgard. Basically, he said, Thanos has killed half my people, and the other half that survived includes Korg and Valkyrie. They're still alive. Because
yeah,
they need, you know, of course, like a sergeant, like a general to lead that half whilst Thor try and protect the other half and like stop Thanos.
Okay.
Wait, did Thor get turned into dust?
No, I don't think he did.
No, he didn't. It was Captain America, Hulk, Black Widow, no. Rhodey.
Wait, actually, we don't know about Hulk.
No, he's alive. Wait. You see him in the background when they're all like, what the hell happened?
Yeah, but he got put into the rocks, didn't
yeah,
he?
Like, yeah, which, yeah. Wait, no, you see him.
I don't remember seeing him in the background.
Oh, no, you do.
Right, I'm going to watch it again now. I'm going to be watching it with my dad this time, most likely. But, you know, like, killing most of the people there, but... That's actually one question I wanted to ask. Which scene made you cry? And I know this one very well because me and you watched it at the same time.
I didn't cry at the film.
Yes, she did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, she did.
I didn't.
Yes, she did. Right, I'm going to... Because you're not honest, I'm honest. I'm going to say...
I would admit, the Spider-Man scene was a tearjerker, but it wasn't.
No, you did start crying at that scene, though.
I didn't.
Because I started crying and there was a lady next to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, the bitch sat next to me was crying and I was like, fucking shut up.
But yeah, that scene with Tom Holland, did you know that was improvised?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, was it, like, you know, that was really, really hot. That was really, really, you know.
And he ripped it straight out of Doctor Who.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to go. David Tennant quote there. But, honestly, I think what it must have said on the script was him falling to the ground and then, boom, dust. But then obviously I bet you Tom Holland went you know what, nah, I'm
yeah,
not gonna do it,
I'm gonna do this,
yeah,
it's a lot more,
it's gonna make it a lot more heartfelt. But also Tom Holland has come from the musical side, and also he was a Billy
yeah,
Elliot, which, you know, I know very, very well because I also auditioned for Billy Elliot at that time. But you haven't watched Billy Elliot, have you?
Yeah. No, I have, but I was a kid and I don't remember watching it.
Yeah.
I've definitely seen
it. No, I'm talking about the musical here.
Oh, right, no, I've seen the film.
Basically, at the end of the musical, he's leaving to go to London and go into the Royal Ballet. And basically, the scene is basically... Billy running to his father, and it's so heartfelt, and you start crying. And quite a lot of the scenes in Billy Elliot the musical is very heartfelt, and it makes you cry. So obviously he's learnt from that, and he knows how to make people cry very, very well. And now you're playing Minecraft. Now you're playing Minecraft, for God's sake. But I will give props to Tom Holland for doing that, because literally most of the people that I asked, couple of days after watching that movie, they all went, Tom Holland made me cry.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to say to Tom Holland, well done, Tom, because you made everyone cry. One person said it was Groot, but they should have, honestly, if, yeah, a girl from my college said Groot made me cry, and I went, honestly, it would have made you cry if Groot was still the older Groot, and they went, we are Groot.
Yeah.
That part, like, you know.
In Guardians of the Galaxy 1, my sister cried to that, actually.
Yeah, I cried to that as well. I was like, oh my god. Oh. Because Groot is such a good character and also so funny. But it would have made it more heartfelt if Groot said that, but obviously he's a young Groot. He's going to have his fucking game with him. He's going to be like you right now, playing your games. and going, "Hey, I'm Groot," and probably saying, "Fuck off," or something like that.
You got some acorns on you, kid.
Talking about he's got some acorns on you, I bet you Rocket takes them off him and fucking eats them all. But
oh, when Rocket, when a soldier picks up Rocket and he's spinning him around whilst he's shooting.
Yeah.
Oh, and when
I'm getting that gun. I'm getting that arm.
And then the Doctor Strange's Spider-Man just teleporting Spider-Man through the portals. He's just punching Thanos in the face.
Yeah.
For space. For space.
For space. For space. For space. Why are you playing Minecraft?
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
This is Terraria.
No, it's not. It's Minecraft. It's clearly showing the health bar, the level bar, the hearts. It's also got the icon things that show what your inventory. Also says Y inventorying, X crafting, and all the other stuff. And also, it's very, very blocky. So you're lying there, Jake. But...
Oh, well, everyone's great.
Yeah. But, right. Let's move on to the next bit, shall we?
Luke Cage. Let's go.
Right, so Luke Cage.
Oh, Luke Cage.
Yeah. Luke Cage, yeah. So we're going to be talking about Luke Cage now. We've had enough time.
Talk about Avengers.
Yeah.
I feel like the Avengers, the new one, it's such a big topic and there's so many questions that it's not all going to fit into...
Yeah, into a podcast.
Yeah.
It's like, we could talk about this for 24 hours,
yeah,
most likely.
Easily.
But,
Luke Cage.
Why are you killing him with an axe?
Because I'm not going to sword.
Yeah, well, make a sword then. Sorry, we're talking about Minecraft here. So Luke Cage, new trailer came out, and oh my god.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
Yeah, it looks absolutely amazing. I still wish that they didn't kill...
Cottonmouth.
Yeah, because Cottonmouth was amazing in that series. And also, what's it... Like, he also got an Oscar as well. The actor for Cottonmouth got an Oscar. For like best supporting actor or something, and like he deserved it. And was it he's really good at what he did in that movie, because what he did, he's shown a raw gangster with intentions, but also with a guy who has powers of the unknown, and then they just turn against each other, you know. Cottonmouth could have easily been a good guy in the movie, but...
Luke Cage,
you know,
could have stretched to 3 seasons if they didn't use Diamondback as the first season villain.
Yeah. Like, Diamondback, honestly, I didn't like him. Yeah. I didn't like Diamondback that much. Like, he was a bit... Ugh.
I did like the way in Luke Cage, though, the first episode when the you remembered Hammer Technologies from Iron Man 2?
Uh-huh.
I like how they tied him into the...
Yeah.
Like, his weapons that they were using against... and there was a... What was it? They were making weapons out of the aliens that came in Avengers, weren't they?
Yeah.
Like, the Vulture from Homecoming.
Exactly. So, the question that I want to ask about Luke Cage Season 2 is the villain. The villain in this season, I think it's going to... It's obviously going to be...
a matchmaking villain.
It's going to be...
A meteor match.
Yeah, it's going to be the sister, it's going to be Shades as well. Like, I like Shades. Shades kills it as a character, but honestly, I think he's going to break.
Luke.
Yeah. No, not Luke, I think he's...
Oh, the sister.
Mm.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think he's got something up his sleeve, probably for Season 3 or at the end of Season 2. But the main villain that we want to talk about, I don't know, who is the character called? Because I don't, from the comic, I know he's from the comics,
yeah,
but I don't know who he's called.
I can't remember, what's that, let me get...
Yeah, we're going to Google this, give us a map. Bushmaster. Right. So, I read upon some information last night. Bushmaster is basically, he's got the powers of Luke Cage.
Yeah.
Because... What's it? The doctor that helped Luke Cage. You know what?
Yeah.
Basically, he thought it was like a one-time thing or something like that, didn't he? But obviously not. But also, what's it? He was doing like some fighting from like Iron Fist.
Yeah, that's
territory.
What Iron Fist is gonna do in.
Yeah,
because
Iron Fist was apparently noticed on the set of Luke Cage, so obviously, you know, he's gonna be in it.
And
I think he's gonna be a part of it as well, so a fighting
Because up to now, Luke Cage has been a tank, hasn't he? He doesn't need to know how to fight, but with someone who knows, who's the same as Luke Cage, but doesn't need to just be a tank, he knows how to handle himself.
Yeah.
Luke Cage is, of course, going to need some martial arts.
But, what's it also, what type of martial arts do you think he's going to be learning then? If he does do martial arts?
Well, I don't know the specific, like, because, like, I know, Iron Fist knows Kung Fu.
Yeah.
Course from Kung Lung. So probably that, like the basic stuff.
Yeah, but also the flips and stuff. You'll have to probably go to Jump Nation or something like that to fucking learn how to do flips. Like the guy in the trailer, literally punched him, did a flip, kicked him with his leg.
And he went like, oof.
Obviously he went to Jump Nation or fucking Bolton Gymnastics Club to do that them type of flips. But also, what's it? I think. With that villain as well, he probably uses some of the like powers from like the Dark Realm, probably. Like, because remember in the scene, like you see him with loads of candles and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like I think he's using some stuff from the Dark Realm as well.
Yeah.
To give him power to be as powerful that he can be. But also, he wants to make a name for himself as well, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Like. To be the best gangster, the mobster as well.
But also, Bushmaster was an Iron Fist villain as well.
Yeah. So this is very, no, it's not also, it's also Jessica Jones as well.
Is it?
Yeah, apparently, that's what I apparently read upon. If I'm wrong, comment down below.
Don't quote him on it.
Yeah, don't quote me on it. But it's been confirmed that Jessica Jones isn't going to be in any of the other series.
Well, she's her own person, like, she feels betrayed by Malcolm and her sister, doesn't she?
Yeah. But like Daredevil, what's it? She's not on Daredevil. We know that for a fact.
I think her and Daredevil may have had like a little fling.
No.
Because it seemed to be like.
No,
that,
in the comics, Jessica Jones is apparently meant to be.
Cage's.
Yeah. Which is.
They have a daughter.
Yeah. Which is obviously very annoying because what's it? Luke Cage is going out with that doctor.
Nightmares.
Yeah. Sounds like a very porny type name on Pornhub, you know. You see him on Pornhub, see him on, hello, I'm Night Nurse.
Not right now, okay.
What help do you need?
Jesus,
I need you to, check my, if my penis is good. Okay, I'll check it out for you. And then the explicit stuff happens, you know.
Cut yourself up,
yeah. Yeah. Do you like that? Cuts him in half.
TMI.
Yeah. TMI. Too much information.
Refreshments.
Yeah. But so was it Night Nurse? I don't honestly, what do you think of Night Nurse? Because I'm not a big fan of her. Like I liked her in Daredevil, but then she went into
it went Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist. She was in Jessica Jones. Oh, shit. She was in Jessica Jones?
I think so.
I think she's been on, like, Harlem, because she moved down there after.
Yeah. But also, like, knows Iron Fist as well, because, you know, in Defenders.
Yeah.
Which is an awful, no offence, Jake, it was an awful series. If you like Defenders, I'm sorry, but I didn't like it as much as most people did.
I think the reason why like it was awful is because they hyped it up too well, and it came out too late.
No, I think it was just too rushed. Like
yeah, there was only what, 8 episodes.
Yeah, like no, honestly, I think the script was rushed too quickly.
The way they met.
Like Jessica Jones meeting Matt Murdock was very understandable
because it's a lawyer. He's a lawyer.
Yeah, exactly, but. Luke Cage meeting Iron Fist was very, very weird.
Well, and to be fair, like, in the story it makes sense, but they could have stretched out.
Yeah.
They made, until, like.
They could have even made it a 20 episode.
Yeah,
like,
easily.
Yeah. Like, literally, Defenders could have been a 20 episode, like, series, and people would watch it, but obviously. You know what Netflix are like. But also, I think they did 8 episodes as well because Netflix were going for a money problem at that point as well.
Yeah.
So, Wait, where are the monsters?
Easy. No, probably easy.
You put it on non.
Feasible.
You wuss. You absolute wuss. Sorry, we're talking about Minecraft. But yeah, as defenders, I just didn't like that much. But there is another question I have is the police woman. I'm not very good at remembering characters.
Oh, shit, what's her name, man?
But like, what's it? I know she lost her arm. She lost her arm in Defenders, which is very loyal to the comics. But Danny Rand apparently gives her the robotic arm. But in the comic, Stark gives her the robotic arm.
I think it would have been very better if Stark did it in this.
Yeah, but Robert Downey Jr.'s contract isn't with Netflix.
Yeah, so he can't do the straws.
But, you know, I think it's kind of cool because Danny Rand has a lot of money as well. So, you know, he's using it for the good of helping someone.
Yeah.
But...
And he owns the hospital.
Yeah. And also, that robot arm looks very, very strong.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like it's taking its weight.
Arm, if it hit you, then you're going to feel it.
Yeah. It's very much like Kingsman. It's Kingsman Golden Circle.
I've not seen it.
You haven't seen Kingsman Golden Circle yet? Right, we're watching it. We are watching it one day of the week when I'm not busy and when you're not busy. We are watching it, okay? Okay, cool. Good, we're on the same level. But also, Avengers-wise as well, how are they going to link? Because it's been confirmed, allegedly, that Luke Cage is going to be in the same time period as Avengers Infinity War. So obviously, you know, they're probably going to do a bit of referencing to Infinity War.
At the end, you see someone at the end of the season, there's just like a little snippet of someone disappearing.
No, I think they're going to do a whole lot of people like disappearing, you know, turning to dust.
I'm okay, like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah. And also, where was that, you know, that scene with, what's his name? I'm not doing well remembering names on this podcast, man.
Hint, go on, explain.
Eyepatch.
Thor?
No.
Odin?
No. Eyepatch, Black.
Oh, Nick Fury?
Yeah, sorry. Jesus. I'm sorry, guys, literally, I'm doing awful at this. I'm absolutely knackered, but, where was that shot? That's the thing, because if it's in New York, at that time period, it must have been in the area where Danny Rand's from.
Yeah, Manhattan.
Hmm. Sorry. So, maybe at the end of the episode, maybe at the end of the season, or maybe a couple of episodes near the end, like we see, maybe the donut in the sky. Yeah. And then Luke Cage is like, oh my god, but also, like, I've still got to take care of this big dude who's got the same power strength as me. It's very much like Street Fighter. And then at the end of the season, you just start seeing people disappear.
Yeah.
But you know what would be cool? If they just taken Danny Rand out of the Defenders list and just turned him into dust. I'm sorry. I really do not like him that much. I'm sorry.
Why?
His acting.
He's too cringy.
Yeah, exactly. It's like he went to acting. It's like what he did. He went to an acting class and went, right, I'm an actor now. And now I can get all these big roles, and then he gets this role like a little child. Like that scene when he's teaching the people, like karate, and he's like, you're senseless. I'm like, you could have done that with more ease, but he didn't. He just went, you know, thinking that you know.
I think it was Sergeant Gunnery Hartman.
Yeah.
From Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
You're not even human fucking beings.
Yeah.
You're a worthless piece of amphibian shit.
Yeah. But who did, like, if that did happen at the end of the season, like, from Luke Cage, who do you think would turn to dust?
Yeah. Well, of course, all the civilians.
Yeah.
The guy who drives the helicopter. The guy in the car.
Yeah.
There
might be an aeroplane crashed into. No, it crashed. crashed into into Harlem or something like that. Like, yeah, because Harlem is apparently very, very close to an airport in America, in New York. I don't know the geography that well, but, you know, it is what it is. And there's some lava right there. But, honestly, I think it would be quite cool if something, like, bad happened, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, like, a big dramatic event that clearly says Infinity War.
Or maybe the like Luke Cage turns into dust, maybe.
Oh, no, don't.
No, because Defenders is going to be a long, long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, we've got to wait a long, 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 long
it's
time.
It's next year.
Defenders?
Yeah.
Two.
Iron Fist is coming out at the end of this year. Daredevil Season 3 will be at next year.
No. It's the start of next year. Start of next year. That's when it's the next... when Iron Fist comes out.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, because Jessica Jones came out in March.
Which is around the time when... Probably around the time when Spider-Man... like, you know, turn into with the new costume.
Yeah.
So, yeah. This is very, very hard. But, you know, it'd just be cool if we see one of the main characters from the series just die.
Yeah.
Or turned into
dust. Then you're going to think, how the fuck are they going to reverse that?
Yeah. Like, it would be quite cool if the Night Nurse died. Or just turn to dust. Honestly, because, you know, I'd, like, you know, she's a good actor, but I just don't think she should be the main part.
She's not helpful anymore.
Yeah.
She used to help, like, Daredevil, like, patch him up and shit.
Yeah.
Now she's just not.
Like, yeah, she's just, like, a love conflict.
With
like,
Cage.
Just let Luke Cage fall in love with, for God's sake, just let them two be together, because, you know...
Make more sense.
Yeah, make more sense. Be part of the... Be part of the series.
And to be fair, like, with the night, with Claire, she's not Claire, with her being, like, more human, and not having unbreakable skin, you know, like, Luke Cage's, the way they have sex must be painful.
Yeah. Oh, crap, I've broken the neck. Literally, pulling on her hair. Yeah, literally. It must be. But when you have that scene in Jessica Jones when them two are doing it, literally,
it just looks fine.
Yeah, like, you know, she's from the looks of it, she looked like she was enjoying it, like having.
It's Luke Cage, isn't it?
Yeah. Whoa, okay. You okay, mate?
No.
You having a bit of a love for Luke Cage or something? Is that what you want? Is that what you want in life or something like that?
No.
You want a bit of Luke Cage.
There's no wrong with having a bit of love for Luke Cage.
Well, yeah, I'm only messing there. But, you know, it'd honestly be quite cool if Night Nurse died, like, turned into dust. That's what I'm saying. Because, you know, she's shit. She's a shit character.
There is something I just want to comment about. And it isn't to do with Luke Cage, but it's to do with the Marvel shows.
Okay.
Right, so, at the end of Defenders, you think that... That was another upsetting thing, when you think Daredevil's dead. But, well, of course he's not, but yeah. When... The nun says, go and get Maggie. Do you know who Maggie is?
No.
It's his mum.
Okay.
It's his mother.
Cool.
Which is important, because no one's ever seen a portrayal of, like, Daredevil's mum. I've not heard anything in the comics about it, so that should be a fun thing.
Well, what's it? She's a nun, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a nun.
I feel sorry for her. She went out with a bad boy.
Yeah,
a boxer. So, yeah.
And it proves, and the fact that she's a mother, it just proves that not all... So, yeah.
I thought nuns were lesbians at one point, honestly. No, because they don't have love with men.
No, they can't have love at all. They can't have, a sexual relation at all. It's a sin.
Yeah, but still. I honestly thought they were lesbians or something like that.
That's just your dark fantasies.
No, it's not my dark fantasy. I actually thought it was, like, they were lesbians.
That sounds like they're for a porn site, not gonna lie.
But yeah, there's my thoughts. Right. Now we're gonna be talking about my theory here.
Yes.
The last thing, which is an Avengers-based one, which Jake might not agree on.
We'll see where you're going with this.
Yeah,
we'll
okay. Love it. Let's start it now. Okay, so we are at the last section of this podcast. So we're going to be talking about my theory, and then Jake is obviously going to intervene at parts and go, No, Liam, this is not it, you know. But you never know, I could be right here.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so this question I have brought up numerous times with Jake, and most of the time he doesn't agree with me. Because we're like a married couple, you know, like, we don't agree on specific things.
Yeah.
But this is one of them. I made a theory that... that maybe... because, what's it, the Germans... taken... they had the serum, didn't they?
Yeah.
What Captain America taken, and made him stronger, and also very, very quick. But also, what's it, like, the metal as well.
Vibranium.
Yeah, vibranium, which they found in Wakanda. But I think they didn't just steal vibranium from Wakanda. I think they stole the flower that gives Black Panther the powers that he has.
Oh,
so basically, like, the speed and everything else. Because there's a scene... there's a scene at the start, you know, what's it, when them angry monster things, I don't know what they're called, trying to get in through the portal, and, you know, then they run through all that, and they're running at them. And then you see Black Panther and Captain America running, and you see Captain America catching up with Black Panther, and honestly, I think that them two have the exact same strength as each other, because Captain America has taken the flower, which also, you know, gives him powers. But the question I want to ask it, that I have, is if, because Captain America is immune to drinking, isn't he?
Yeah, he can't get drunk.
Yeah. So what about Black Panther? Does Black Panther get drunk?
No, he's a normal person. He's not got the superhero serum.
No. But, you're not hearing me here. Basically, because Black Panther has taken the super serum now, the flower,
yeah.
Right? Which has also been crushed and all that, and then put into him. Basically, what I'm saying is, if they're both the same things, but obviously the different colours, I'm guessing what Howard Stark did was basically did something to it that make it a bit more... like some little side effects, basically, you know, drinking and all that.
Yeah.
But also makes him, you know, like, very, very strong and stuff. And GTA is very weird when it turns around. When it turns around, it just goes all blurry. I don't like it. Sorry, getting sidetracked. But yeah, I'm thinking, this is my thoughts. I think that Captain America's serum that he has is from Wakanda. That's what I think, because they have the exact same strength, powers, and all that, etc., etc., etc. But what do you think on this?
Right. So I understand your theory, right, and it does seem pretty plausible.
Mm-hmm.
But see, so you're trying to say that they made the superhero serum from the plant.
Yeah. Right. So basically, that's basically what I'm saying. But I'm saying that maybe America and the Germans somehow got into Wakanda when it didn't have the force field and all that.
Yeah,
I think the force field was very, very late.
Yeah, like when the field was opening up. No, because I think they put that on when they decided.
Or Black Panther's sister, was it Shuri? Is it?
Yeah,
is that Shuri. Yeah, Shuri.
Shuri.
Because
I remember something like Siri.
Yeah. Basically, because she's very, very good with her science, isn't she? Because she made that, like, maglev train and all that.
She was a lot smarter than Tony Stark.
Mm. Yeah, and also Bruce Banner. So, from what I predict is that basically, yeah, they didn't have the portal at that time in the war.
Mm.
And then basically the Germans obviously went to Wakanda and found out what was there, which was the strongest metal on Earth. And the Americans were there, and then basically, I'm guessing, them two were fighting. And Wakanda didn't even know about it. Like, they had no idea. And then basically they stole the vibranium, but I think that the Germans stole the plants, and you know, and then obviously the doctor who gave Red Skull it gave him a side effect, didn't it?
Yeah, the red thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and then then he went to America with the serum. Obviously, probably sorted it out, made the effects fine again, and then it made Captain America who he is. Pretty much. Do you get what I mean by that?
Yeah.
So that's what I think. That's basically where I think Captain America's like serum comes from, is the place of Wakanda. That's what I think it is. So, shoot, what do you think on that?
Well, to be fair, Liam, you've actually got a fair like point there. Like, I don't have an argument against that, because it does seem really plausible.
Mm.
I can't think of, say no because of this and this and this, but, yeah, I agree with you for once.
Mm. Do you know how long it took me to think about this?
Oh.
3 months. Because what's it after Black Panther? But also, I was already thinking about it, but then when I saw that scene with Captain America catching to Black Panther very, very quickly, I was like, okay.
It might be.
Yeah. It's, like, my theory could be thrown here.
Because what you're basically saying there is the fact that because the point obviously came first, because Wakanda's an old country, and they've had the rough vibranium and the Black Panther protected for years, and the superhero serum wasn't introduced to World War II.
Mm.
So there are a lot of similarities between the Captain America's abilities and Black Panther's.
Yeah.
When he takes the...
Yeah, exactly. Question is, this is also intervening with my question, is, like, oh, God, give me a moment. Let me just try and think this out. Like, did the Wakanda, did the Black Panther fight against the, like, World War II people, but then obviously failed, and then the Germans... You know, got the serum, and then the American.
Well, to be fair,
the Black Panther failed on that mission, pretty much. If you know what I mean,
yeah.
Like that. That's what I think. Like maybe the Black Panther, like the oldest Black Panther, like maybe one of the Panthers in that scene. You know, when he gets it taken, and then you see all the Panthers.
Yeah.
You know, sat in the tree, very nice and calm. That's basically what you know. I think. Is going on.
Well, to be fair, I think back then the Wakandans needed money, or
they didn't really need money though.
Like, no, when they first found out vibranium and they needed that money to start mining it, they might have needed money, so the Germans might have bought the plants off them. For like a deal.
Yeah, maybe. And then it's something around them lines. But yeah, this is a very, very short one. But obviously, this is also a question for you guys as well. So, if you've stayed on this podcast for long enough and you've like listened to this theory, great. But also comment down below your theory as well, because if you think my theory is correct and you think it's plausible that this is right and not wrong or anything like that. And also, if you have any thoughts on this, like you think, oh, it's crap, you can prove your and you can show your points on that. What I will do is, you know, I'll take it on and then I'll have to rethink about it again. But it's one of them questions that I've been thinking about for quite a long time since Black Panther has shown up, because there's so many scenes when Black Panther, like when you see Cap, like pull, you know, doing all this stuff, and you're like, you know, could Black Panther do it as well? But yeah, oh, you're being shouted at. So, yeah, this is the end of the podcast. Jake has gone downstairs to do a job. But this wouldn't be helpful without the app Anchor. If you have ever heard of Anchor, Anchor is an app that lets you listen to podcasts and also make your own podcast. It's very, very easy, very, very simple. Basically, you just write your episode. You can put your photo down, like, of the episode, like Nerd Talk. That's basically what we're doing for this episode. And, you know, it wouldn't be it wouldn't have been easy without Anchor. Thank you so much, Anchor, for making this app so easy and so simple. If you've ever wanted to make a podcast, get Anchor right now and do a podcast, because, you know, it's very, very easy and very, very fun. And also, you could do talks with your friends as well. This is also just not by phone. You can also add extensions to your phone, like maybe a sound system, which I might try and do one day with Jake. You know, I might try and put two microphones at the try and put two microphones very close to our mouths and make it sound very, very sexual. But anyways, thanks for listening, guys, and I'll see you guys later with another Nerd Talk.